بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We were discussing the great honor and respect which a believer experiences and witnesses at the time of his death. After the angels take his soul, they wrap it in these white shrouds from Jannah. They apply to it ether from Jannah and camphor from Jannah. When he sees the great honor which Allah has bestowed upon him, at that time the angels say to him, do you want to go back into the world? Do you want to go back to life as it was? At that time the soul says, what? إِلَى دَارِ الْهُمُومِ وَالْأَحْزَانِ. Do you want to send me back to a world of worries, problems, grief, distress? قَدِّمُونِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Quickly take me to Allah. I want to meet my Rabb. The angels proceed with the soul into the heavens. This huge group of angels escort the soul in its honor. And as they pass by any group of angels in the heavens, the angels ask, who is this person? These angels who are escorting the soul say, this is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. And they start heaping praises upon him. The best things which were said regarding this person in his worldly life, those angels will repeat those very same things. A person at that time will feel so honored that the angels are praising me in front of others. Sometimes they pass by some angels. The angels will say, welcome to a pure soul. What a wonderful smell is emanating from its body. Some angels will ask, where is the smell coming from? When they will be told, they will say, this is a pious soul which is coming from the earth. May Allah shower His mercies upon you and upon the body you lived in. The pious and the special and the most recognized angels of every heaven will accompany his body into the next. And he will go with this entourage until he passes by the seventh sky. At that time, every believing soul will be so fortunate and lucky that he will have a special audience, a special meeting with Allah. After meeting with his Rabb, Allah will then command the angels, اُكْتُبُوا كِتَابَهُ فِي عِلِّيِّينَ وَأَعِيدُوهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Write his name in the register of those souls who are jannatis, who will reside till the day of Qiyamah under my arsh, and now to send him back into the world, he has to still undergo questioning. One doubt which might come to any person who has seen people passing away, is that sometimes when a believer is in the last stages of his life, his face changes color, he seems to be undergoing great pain and difficulty, his body rifts and shakes. These ahadith explain that the soul leaves the body so comfortably. Why is it then we see these difficulties? There are two explanations and answers. One is that the soul does not undergo any difficulty. The soul leaves the body very easily. However, what is undergoing the difficulty is the body itself. Why does the body undergo this difficulty? That has been explained in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, at times, a believer has committed a sin, and that sin is still in his account. To recompense for that sin, Allah puts him through some difficulty at the time of death. So his body undergoes this difficulty so that that sin may be wiped out. On the other hand, sometimes disbelievers do some good action and they were never rewarded for it in their lives. Allah makes their death easy so that this good action can be recompensed for and they will receive nothing for it in the hereafter. May Allah bless us with such wonderful deaths and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the desire to meet Him and be pleased to meet us.